Week two of organized team activities. OTA number five. Here's what we saw. Faces in the crowd included former Packers Brandon Jackson and Vic Soto, who are serving as coaching interns, as well as offensive line coaching legend Tom Labott, who played a key role in the Packers' return to glory during the 90s. As for the current Packers, the amount of offense and defense they've already installed is staggering. I swear they could line up and play a game.
I'm focused on the workload and making sure that we get everything done we possibly can within the framework of phase three of the offseason program.
Of course, that framework does not allow contact, but it's clear veteran Ricky Jean Francois knows what he's doing, and he can't say enough about where he's doing it.
Just to get that phone call that the Green Bay Packers want to, it's rare that you see them go outside and pick guys up, and if they do, it's for a reason. Even on the first day of the meeting, when it was like all the new guys stand up, and I'm thinking like, okay, I'm used to seeing my five, six guys, and it was only three guys to stand up. I was like, I'm blessed, yeah. I'm blessed to get picked up.
Francois wasn't the only player feeling blessed today. Rookie running back Jamal Williams signed his first contract, and it was not unlike walking into the Packers locker room for the first time.
When you walk in, you see that number 30 Williams on there. I was like, ooh, I made it here. They didn't let me in here. I'm just playing.